This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 949. If you had told me when I moved to Belchase in 1993 that there were over 8 million preserved species of fish, I would have said, get out of here. But Brian Sidlauskas, did I get that right, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Sidlauskas joins us now, director of the Tulane University Biodiversity Research Institute and a current curator of the Royal D. Sitka's Fish Collection. Is there, and is that true?
It is absolutely true. There
Get out of here.
8 million preserved fishes in Belchase.
Tell me how this whole thing came to be. I think it's a fascinating story.
Well, I appreciate that. This is a library of biodiversity, and it is a historical record of the diversity of fishes that exists throughout the southeastern portion of the United States and throughout the Gulf. And it's part of a network of such collections that exist around the world. We happen to be the biggest one in the world by the measure of the number of specimens that we have on the shelf.
When it comes to, you know, because a lot of people, obviously, you see the boats go down Belchase Highway, as do I. What are some of the things that you have there, some species that either have not been seen in a long time or come from the depths where fishermen have never seen them and would be hard-pressed to believe that they actually came out of the Gulf of Mexico?
Absolutely. So our most famous and perhaps most important specimen is a species of pocket shark. It's a very tiny shark collected in the deep waters of the Gulf. And it's the only specimen of that species that exists on the planet. Everything that we know about that species is related to one specimen that we have stored out there in Belchase.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it is one extinct, specimen. Or do you know?
It's probably not extinct. It was collected in just in the last decade. It's just very rare. It's a tiny shark that lives in the deep sea, and we know very little about it.
Tell me about the deep sea things that you guys have there, because I was reading a newspaper story from Alex Lubin at NOLA.com, and some of these things from way, 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 way beneath the surface really are weird, huh?
Yeah, they are. They are weird, and they're also wonderful. The deep sea is an incredible environment, and fishes can survive any place on the planet where there's water. These new specimens that are coming in are a donation from some of our collaborators at the Deep End Consortium, which is run out of Nova Southeastern in Florida, mm-hmm. by one of my colleagues, Tracy Sutton, and some others. And those specimens are incredibly well-preserved records of specimens that they've collected as part of their surveys about how climate change is affecting the Gulf. And after they're done with their initial studies, they want a place to put those specimens so that other researchers can have access to them. And so they've donated them to the Tulane University Biodiversity Research Institute and the Sutka's collection as a place to hold them in perpetuity. Now, if you want to know about the biology of the species, they're just amazing. Of course, you know, the deep sea is a place that fishes light up, and so there's all kinds of bioluminescence, and fishes use that to attract other fishes to be their meals, but they also do it in order to identify potential mates, and there are even some that use it for hunting. And there's all sorts of other wonderful things. But the deep sea fish are amazing, and they just donated several hundred specimens of about 70 species, several of which were new to the collection.
Is any of this open to the public or not?
The collection is open by appointment, so it's not really a museum. We're set up as a research institute, but if there are researchers that wish to come and come in to use the specimens, we certainly make that happen. We also occasionally do things like school tours, but they need to be arranged in advance.
What is it that most, intrigues you about everything that's in there, Brian?
Oh, my goodness. I could talk to you for days about that. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's the diversity of fishes. They're just absolutely astonishing. If you add up together all of the other vertebrates on the planet, all the mammals, all the birds, all the reptiles, all of those together equal the fishes. There's more than 36,000 living species of fishes that we know about, many extinct, many not described. And the collections like these help us learn about them. We can learn where they exist on the planet, how they differ from each other. We can look back in time and see how they've changed over time. We can even do things like look at microplastics in their bodies or their parasites, or all sorts of wonderful science with this library. And with 8 million specimens and several million more on the way, we can do science at a scope with these that's not possible in smaller collections. But I love the diversity of fishes.
8 million specimens. Do you have any speckled trout?
We definitely get speckled trout.
You're supposed to say no, and I was just saying, there you go, 8 million one. what I did want to ask you seriously, though, is when it comes to the guy that put all of this together, tell me about him, Royal Sutkus. He was an interesting man, wasn't he?
He was absolutely interesting, and it's a complete honor to occupy his tenure line. He was famous for being one of the most prolific collectors that ever existed for fishes and for other animals as well. He was active from about 1950 through about 2000, a little bit after that, but he started to age thereafter. And he personally had a hand in collecting more than 5 million of the specimens that are in the collection. And no one collects like that, certainly not today. And even in his day, he was a legend for just spending almost all of his time out in the field understanding the natural history of the southeastern U.S. No one knew the fishes better than he did, or even just the natural environment. He went everywhere, and he went back to some places over and over again in order to maintain a record of what existed in, for example, the Pearl River, one of his favorite places to go. And he went there for decades. And that means that we have a record of what existed, for example, before and after the Clean Water Act was passed. And so we can begin to track changes in diversity or the shape of the animals or which ones were present, their parasites, all of those things over time.
Is there a website? I'm sorry, we're just about out of time. Is there a website that people can go to find out more about this?
Certainly. It's tubri.org, T-U-B-R-I.org.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Happy New Year to you, and thanks for taking the time with us.
Happy New Year to you.
Very
as well.
Interesting. You bet. Brian Sidlauskas, director of the Tulane University Biodiversity Research Center and a current curator at the Royal D. Sutkus Fish Collection. Who knew? 9:56, back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.